Taz, tax tip. Got a direct deposit from the IRS, but not sure what it is for? This is an audio version of a tax tip article from our site. Did you get a payment by direct deposit into your account, but not sure what it is for? No problem. Here's some information that will help you figure that out. It could be a refund from a filed tax return, including an amended tax return or an IRS tax adjustment to your tax account. An economic impact payment, known as EIP, or stimulus payment. This will show as IRS TREAS 310, and have a code of tax EIP 3. An advance payment of the child tax credit. This will show as being from the IRS, and will show as IRS TREAS 310, and have a code of child CTC. The IRS is still processing some 2020 individual tax returns, and amended tax returns, on top of continuing to issue the third round of economic impact payments, all while also starting a new program to provide advance payment of the child tax credit this year. All those various payments coming to eligible taxpayers can get confusing, especially since the notices with explanations that are issued based on those actions might not come right away in the mail. Be aware that some of these refunds might come within days or weeks of each other. For instance, once a 2020 tax return gets processed, the IRS has the information it needs to be able to then generate the third economic impact payment, provided you qualify. That same tax information also alerts the IRS to issue the advance payment of the child tax credit, if you qualify. If this happens, the IRS will automatically register you to begin receiving those monthly payments through the end of the year. Returning a refund, EIP, or advance payment of the child tax credit. If for some reason, you believe you are not due a refund, or do not qualify for either or both of the other two payments, you can repay that amount. For more tax tips, visit www.taxpayeradvocate.irs.gov/tax-tips.